paragraph Vov. V'chol elu ho'arba parshiyos. She'al yodom choytchin ha'malchus me'arba malchiyos. And all of these four parshiyos, Parsha Shkolim, Zohar, Pora, HaChodesh, through which we slice away the Malchus of Kedusha, we disconnect it from the four Malchus of Sitrachra, V'acharkach Oile Lo'er HaPonim B'Sholosh Regolim, and then the Malchus of Kedusha is able to rise up and plug into the Oir HaPonim on the three holidays. Ze Bechinas Arba Bonim HaMavoyorim B'Maim Ranal. This corresponds to the four different sons that are mentioned in Torah Lamed and Likutei Moran. Shehein Bechinas HaMalchus. They also represent the Malchus, Shehi Bechinas Dalet, which is the letter Dalet. Kemoy Shemavoy Rashom, as Rabbein Azal explains over there. The four sons are the Chacham, the Rosha, the Tam, and the Sheni Yedei Elishol, the four sons that are mentioned in the Haggadah on Pesach. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us the direct connection between these four parshias and those four sons. Parsha Shkolim Shehu Tzdokol Aniyim Zebchinas Yitzchak Shehu Ben Chocham. Parsha Shkolim, which speaks about charity, which is associated with helping poor people, that corresponds to Yitzchak Avinu, who is called the Ben Chocham. Ki he'oni humi sitra de dino kashya, because the Zohar HaKadosh teaches us that a poor person is a person who is in a very severe state of din, has the midas hadin on him. That's why he's lacking. He's lacking this and lacking that. Chisorin is a bechina of midas hadin, tzimtzum. Mibchinas Yitzchak, which is associated with Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak is Gevura. Yitzchak is Bigimatria, 8 times Yudke Vavke, corresponding to the sphere of Bina, which is the 8th sphere when you start up from the bottom, which represents Bina is the source and origin of all Midas Hadin. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Bina din in Misarmina. Bina, all din is Nisoira from there. So therefore, the Ben Chacham, which is Yitzchak, is associated with Parsha Shkolim, which is charity, helping poor people who are in a state of din, this dino kashya, this severe din. V'al-yidei hatzdoko shenoysen loy, mechayen oysoy, umachzirun loy pono v'chochmosoy, shenestalka mimenu machmas doichek aniyusoy. And by giving charity to the poor person, you give him life, and you restore his face to him. A poor person, a person who's really poor, their face has no light. Their face is dark, pale, from poverty, from the physical or spiritual or emotional or social poverty that they feel that they're in. And also the chachma that left them as a result of their poverty, you restore that. The Gemara says, Ein oni ela min hadas, that real poverty, a person can't think clearly when they're under financial pressure or other kind of pressures, or anius, all kinds of poverty. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, Chochmas hamiskein bezuya, the chochma of a poor person is insulted, you know, is degraded, it's not respected. Because again, because it, while he's in that state of poverty, the dina kashya, the chachma leaves him. He doesn't have that chachma chas v'shalom. Now, naturally, this does not mean that every poor person isn't smart. We know that the Gemara tells us, and that all the Sfarim tells us, that in our generations, usually the great tzaddikim are usually poor. They experience poverty, etc., etc. So does this mean they have no chachma, no sechel? The answer is, we know that poverty is associated with a moichin de katnus, that when a person is feeling the pinch, when a person is feeling poor, when they need something desperately and they don't have it, then that person is in a tzimtzum. And again, unfortunately, sometimes that person can't think clearly. And when a person takes such a person and they help them, they give them what they need, they remove the pressure from that person, they remove the chisson, they solve the problem, suddenly that person has a clear head, they can think clearly, they can teach Torah, they can do all kinds of things in a very big way. V'alkein al yedei tzedaka zoichin lo'er haponim. And this is why the Torah tells us in many different places that through charity, through tzedaka, a person is zoicha to oir haponim, to the light of the face. K'may shekosu, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, ani betzedek echze ponecha. I, with charity, get to see your face, Hashem. Tzedaka brings about his galus of oir haponim. V'oir haponim hu b'chinas chachmo kanal. And oir haponim is synonymous with chachmo. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, chachma sodom toir ponov. The chachma of a person lights up his face. V'alkein Yitzchak shu b'chinas ben chacham. And therefore Yitzchak, who corresponds to the ben chacham, ze b'chinas tztaka. That's associated with charity, tztaka, shu b'chinas oir haponim. Chacham, a chacham is a person who has oyer haponim, and tzedaka brings about oyer haponim. Bechinas chayim, life, bechinas chachma, shehu hamtokas gevuras Yitzchok, which is the sweetening of the dinim of Yitzchok Avinu, shemishom mishtal shel huanias chas v'shalom, which is the source of where poverty comes from. Poverty comes from the din that comes from Yitzchok. How do you correct it? You correct it from Yitzchak, from the Chachma, from the Ben Chacham, from the Chachma, from the Tzedakah. Okay, that's all Parsha Shkolim. Next, Parsha Zohar, Hachnoas Amolek, Shuni Zera Esav Arosha, Zebchinas Ben Rosha, Shehu Esav. Kamei Shekosu Shem. Parsha Zohar, which mentions Amolek, that corresponds to the Ben Rosha, who is Esav, Amolek. As Rabbein Zal writes over there, Parshas Poro, Shu B'chinas Toichocho, the Parshas Poro, which speaks about the Pora Aduma, which we mentioned earlier, that corresponds to the reprimand of the true tzaddikim, Shaydei Ze Zoichen L'Tshuva Kanal, which leads to Tshuva, Ze B'chinas She'enu Yedei Elishoel, that corresponds to the third son, which is Yishmoel, who is called She'enu Yedei Elishoel, who doesn't know what to ask. That corresponds to Yishmoel, who eventually did tshuva. As Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran, we see that when Yitzchak Avinu was being buried, it says there, Vayik Beru Oisoi, when Avram Avinu was being buried, it says, Vayik Beru Oisoi Yitzchak V'Yishmoel Benoi. They buried him, Yitzchak and Yishmoel. The Gemara says, hold on a second, Yishmoel was 13 years old. How come it lists Yitzchak first? The Gemara says, this is a remez that Yishmoel did tshuva, and he put Yitzchak in front of him. That's one of the remozim, that Yishmoel did tshuva. So Yishmoel represents the Baal tshuva, the She'eno Yedei Elisho. Rabbein Zal says, when a person first does tshuva, he doesn't know what to ask. He doesn't know what to ask first, that kind of thing. Next, Parsha Sachodesh, the fourth Parsha, Oz Maschil HaMalchus La'alois Lo'er HaPonim. That's when the Malchus has already been taken out of the Klipa, it's been cleaned up, and now it's being elevated, now it's being lifted up and plugged into the Oyer HaPonim. Ki Oz Maschil He'oras Pesach Shu Roish L'Ragolim. Because when we recite Parsha Sachodesh, that's when the light of the holiday of Pesach starts shining, which is the first and the leader of the Shelesh Regolim. V'alkei nemar b'parsha zu kol dinei Pesach. And that's why in Parsha Sachodesh, we also read about all the laws of Korban Pesach. Ze b'chinas ben tom. That corresponds to the fourth son, which is the tam, Shehu Yaakov Ish Tam, which is Yaakov Avinu, who is called a Tam, Kamei Shekos Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. Ki Yaakov hu bechinas oyer haponim. Because Yaakov Avinu is the one who represents the oyer haponim. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Mevakshei fonecho Yaakov Selo. They seek your face, Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu Zohar Ponim, Kama Shekosav Rabbeinu Zal Bekam Ponim, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in several places in Likut Imran, Torah Chav Gimel, Torah Chav Zayin, Mem Zayin, Samachov, that Yaakov Avinu represents Oyer HaPonim. So that's Parsha Sachodesh, where we're already moving into the Yontif of Pesach, which is the Izgalus of the Oyer Haponim. Again, to really appreciate this, you need to put together Torah Lamed and Likutei Moran with this Halacha and Likutei Halachos. Because Rav Nosson Zal gives us an example. For example, the Chochmah Tato, the Malchus of Atzilus, is billions and billions of times higher than the Chochmah of Bria. U'kishetzrichin lahalois hamalchus Chochmah Tato min Agolus, and when we want to bring up, when we want to lift up the Malchus, the Chochmah Tato that has fallen into exile, we have to activate and draw light from the foundation, from the source of Malchus. Meaning, from the Malchus, from the Chochmah Tato of the upper worlds. Uboze tovin v'taskil k'tzas ma'at ramozim b'maymer hanal. And Rav Nosson Zal says, with the explanation I've given you over here, you'll understand a little bit some of the hints that Rabbeinu Zal gives over there in that chapter on Likutei Moran. Ki alias hamalchus b'chinas dalet hanal hu al yedei tefila. When we want to elevate the malchus, when we want to lift up the fallen malchus, it's called sukas dovid hanoifoles. When we want to elevate the malchus that has fallen down into the hands of the klipas, the sitra achra, bechinas dalet hanal, hu al yedei tefila. The Arizal says that the most powerful thing in Yiddishkeit that brings about aliyas hamalchus is tefila. Shehi shoyresh hamalchus. Tefila is the source, the root, the foundation of malchus. Bechinas malchus Moshiach. Shehu shoyresh hamalchus. Tefila is synonymous with the malchus of Moshiach, which is the foundation, the origin of malchus. Kemavur b'mokam achra, as is explained in somewhere else in our sforim. And we know Moshiach is all about tefila. Rabbeinu Zal says in chapter 2 in Likutei Moran that the main weapon of Moshiach, the main thing that he's going to use to fight all of his battles and to conquer all of his conquerings, is going to be tefila. Ruach hapeinu Moshiach Hashem. Moshiach is compared to the nose smell, which is tefila. V'alkein ikar aliyas hamalchus wal yedei hadikno kadisha shubchinas oyer haponim. And this is why these Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the main aliyah for the malchus comes about through the beard, which is the oyer haponim. Ki gam hadikno kadisha nimsheches mibechinas tzimtzumim, mibechinas malchus sheba'olam Yisrael yoyin v'agvayim moed moed. Because the beard, which is called Oyer Haponim, draws its light from tzimtzumim, from constrictions, from the malchus of the upper worlds. The Tikkuni Zohar explains in the Hakdama that it's the malchus of Atzilus, the lowest level of Atzilus, that feeds all the light, all the super, super, super bright light that has to fill the Olam HaBriya and the Olam HaYetzira and the vision that Yecheskel HaNavi. So all of that, it all starts from the Malchus of Atzilus. The Malchus is always Tzimtzum. Malchus is the hairs, the Cyrus, the Chochmah Tato. That's where it all originates. It's from the Malchus of the upper, uppermost worlds. That's what shines down to be able to elevate the fallen Malchus. Kimavura be'etz chaim, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, the Sefer Etz Chaim, she'oirois hadikno nimshochin mishtei peyos, that the light of the beard, which is called oyer haponim, which is referred to as a very, very, very high level bright light, comes from the two peyos. Shehem b'chinas Elohim b'gematria peya, which are, the peya is Elohim b'chinas malchus, and we know that Elohim is malchus. Kimavur shom, as the Arizal explains, v'hovein ma'oid, and Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very, very well. Rav Nosson Zal is telling us, see, on one hand, it seems to be a contradiction. We're talking about Tzimtzumim, Malchus. Malchus is always constriction. The moon, no light of its own, very little light. And we're talking about Oyer HaPonim, and we're talking about super bright light. Make up your mind. Which is it? And what's going on here? Which is feeding which? How does this work? And Rav Nosson Zal is giving us some insights here. Based on that chapter in Likutei Moran, he's explaining the Tikkuni Zohar and the Kisvei Arizal and telling us that even the brightest of lights, even the Oyer HaPonim, when we talk about the terminology Oyer HaPonim, a very bright light, where does it originate from? How does it start? The beginning of it, the Tikkuni Zohar says in the introduction, and the Arizal speaks about it a lot, it starts from the lowest part of Atzilus. In other words, Hashem, the light of Hashem himself, what we call Hashem himself, Ein Sof, the infinite light of Hashem, that has no shape or form. That has no name to it. It cannot be represented by any shape, any name, anything like that whatsoever. It's only when we go to the lowest part of the upper world, the Malchus of Atzilus, that's small enough, that's the beginning of what can start feeding light down to the lower worlds in a manner where it can start being shaped and formed and formatted, you know, and be able to use. So that's why he's telling us, for example, when we talk about the beard versus the payas, the beard is called Oyer HaPonim. The payas are Malchus Elikim. And yet the beard receives its light from the payas. But what do you mean? Malchus is usually low. Malchus is the bottom one. Oyer HaPonim is Chochma Bina Das. Right. The Malchus of the upper world is billions of levels higher than the Chochma of the world below it. So that it's the Malchus, it's the lowest level of the 80th floor that feeds into the 79th floor. So that here again, when we for example, when you have a Talmud Chacham, a person who has a lot of knowledge, and he's teaching students, what is he teaching them? He's usually taking the bottom, the easiest, the simplest, the smallest part of his knowledge. That's what he's imparting to them. Because if he were to try to give them his knowledge, which he's 30 years older than them, and he's been studying for 3,000 hours more, than he's going to blow them away completely. So the upper one, when the upper one is giving to the lower one, the upper one is always giving from its bottom, from the lowest part of it. That's what it's using to feed the smartest ones, the highest level of the level below it.